My computer's in there.
Yeah, I'll, on our break. I just couldn't get out because I'm right next to
snowbank. No, no problem.
Opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to Our Urban Story. I have sitting right in front of me my co-host,
BB Diamond. Hello, everyone.
And we're so happy that you've tuned in to Our Urban Story on this 10th day of March. This is a beautiful Saturday, and we thank God that we're able to be here with you. Ms. Diamond, what do you have to talk to our listeners about today?
Well, we have a variety of things that we're going to touch on this afternoon. So just bear with us and stay with us. We weren't with you last week because they were making renovations to the very studio that we are sitting in right now. So we were not able to come to you live last week, but we hope that you enjoyed the first weekend in March of 2018. Now, tomorrow at 2 a.m., I believe, we are going to spring forward, although we are not in spring at this point. Spring is March 22nd, but we're going to move our clocks.
Clocks, right.
Sorry. Forward.
Yes.
Now, some people like it. Some people don't like it. I don't know why we keep going back and forth, spring forward, fall back, whatever. So just a friendly reminder about that. There are a ton of things to talk about. We in the Northeast are still digging out of the snow that we had on Wednesday, March 7th. We had a snowstorm in New Jersey and New York, and I assume Connecticut. There are people without power in parts of New York, and my sympathies are with you. There are some people in New Jersey without power.
Yes.
We were very fortunate we didn't lose any power during the storm. Barbara, any thoughts?
No, you're right. We were very, very fortunate, you know, and I'm happy about that. And one thing I can say about New York, you know, they get those trucks out there and they clean the roadways, you know, very rapidly, you know, where you can walk up and down the street or drive. You know, it's a little tedious, but you can make it through it.
Well, I have to say, I was somewhat impressed with the response from the city of Newark. Mm-hmm. They had several robocalls, if you will, to the residents of Newark, keeping us updated about the snow, the cleaning of the snow, the picking up of the garbage.
Oh, wow.
So Newark, and on this time, with regard to a snowstorm, I think they were very ready.
Wow.
And so by the next day, I know our street and one of the main streets were passable, and the New Jersey Transit was back on track.
Wow.
So I think
beautiful.
The state of New Jersey they handled the snowstorm rather well.
Well, that was very good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I want to do also? I want to give our listeners the call-in number, 973-925-4559. Call in and let us hear what you think about what we're saying and what you want to add to it. Let me give you that number again, 973-925-4559, calling into Our Urban Story.
Yes. And so, again, there's a lot to talk about. One of the things we want to touch on is the economy. Since President Trump has been in office, approximately 3 million jobs have been added to the American economy. That is fantastic for just 1 year in office. And although I'm not an expert on the tariffs, the steel industry is absolutely delighted that there are tariffs that will be charged now on American steel. Canada and Mexico are at this point exempt from those tariffs. And I know that they're...
Wait a minute. American steel.
American steel, absolutely.
Oh, all right, okay.
Canada and Mexico are exempt from the tariffs. So the steel industry in the United States, I know one company is going to rehire 500 employees, bring them back to their plant in Illinois, because now there's going to be a premium, if you will, on American steel. Now, I'm not an expert. I don't really fully understand all the impacts of the tariffs, but the steel industry and the employers and people who work in that industry seem to be happy about it. And it seems to be placing, once again, the American worker first. And this is why we elected and hired, if you will, Donald Trump.
You know, and he's so different from what we're used to. In other words, we've become accustomed to politicians promising this, promising that, promise. And the minute they take office, win the election and take office, you don't hear about those promises anymore. You know, Donald Trump, I'm not saying that he's perfect, but his theme was make America great again. And I think I know he's going in the right direction with 3 million jobs being created. Now, why do you think these jobs are blooming like they're blooming, Ms. Diamond?
Well, Donald Trump and the team around him have fostered a positive business environment.
Absolutely.
With the tax cuts and other incentives to get companies to invest in the United States. And when they invest in the United States, it's not just about money. It's about building plants and hiring Americans to work. And that's
Absolutely.
Very important. So a number of companies have now offered bonuses because of the tax breaks. And so it's good to have a businessman, someone who understands how to create jobs at the helm of the American economic system. I think it's very important. And I think the election in November 2016 was absolutely pivotal, as we have seen. And I think that's why so many companies are bringing money back on shore, because a lot of companies, including Apple, they were keeping a lot of their money offshore,
right,
due
right,
to the previous
right, right.
tax rate that punished, if you will, it was punishing. So by having the tax breaks, they're able to bring on more employees and offer bonuses.
And it makes a big difference, you know, for our country now to become business friendly, mm-hmm. not anti-business, where we're driving businesses overseas or driving them to close their doors. You know, this is a difference from the previous administration, because many mom-and-pop businesses could not survive.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really a breath of fresh air.
Right, right.
And we're so happy that, you know, those who are benefiting from it are benefiting. Nancy Pelosi, you know, half-heartedly applauded those who were seeing an increase in their paychecks from the tax cut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, liberals don't like to give any credit to anyone for doing something positive mm-hmm. for the American people. It seems as if some politicians, once they get into office, it's all about them, what kind of deal they can make to make themselves richer, mm-hmm. how they can buy a bigger house, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, people like Nancy Pelosi, they're not hurting for any money. They're not hurting. She's a very rich person. So, but she, you know, and she's losing it. I don't care what anyone says. She's losing it. And she doesn't need to be in that office, because she's not contributing, I don't believe, anything positive. I can't remember the gentleman's name off the top of my head, but he said he's calling for Chuck Schumer to be replaced also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have some people who are in office and very high offices who are detrimental to this country. I'm going to say to this country, because their ideology is so dark and it's so anti-American. You know, they don't applaud the good that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like when the State of the Union address,
mm-hmm.
I mean, most of the Democrats act like they had eaten a bitter lemon when mm-hmm. our president made the announcement about mm-hmm. the decrease in unemployment among blacks and Hispanics. Mm-hmm. They didn't look like they were happy at all.
No, because blacks and Hispanics are faring much better under Donald Trump. It's just that simple.
Yes.
But it's very important. The lowest unemployment rate amongst blacks has occurred under this president. And I think that's critical.
That's remarkable.
Speaking of Nancy Pelosi, who has been in her seat for many years.
Yes.
She hails from the great state of California. And just talking about Nancy Pelosi brings me to what I'm thinking about the state of California, the Golden State.
Yes, yes.
And California has ranked, if I'm not mistaken, at number 50 for quality of life.
Right.
And that's a big drop for the state. California has offered so much to this nation. It has farms. It has just about whatever you need is
Absolutely.
In California. Not even mentioning Hollywood, Los Angeles. And to see California just decline the way it's declined. But again, it is a symbol of liberal rule. We see what happened to Detroit. You can go to any
Absolutely.
Major city under the rule of liberals and see how liberal policies have destroyed that city. And we see that it is undermining and almost destroying the state of California. California has the highest homeless rate, of any state in the union, if I'm not mistaken. The homelessness in San Francisco and then Los Angeles is out of control.
It is.
And
it
because
is.
Of liberal policies, they're focusing on firing a waiter, or a waiter could be charged with something if he offer or doesn't offer a straw, something crazy like that. They're so focused on that, they're not paying attention to the lack or the undermining of the quality of life of average citizens in the Golden State. And it's a shame.
It's a disgrace. It's horrible. Every place their policies and their ideology is practiced is a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They told black people in particular, not just black people, but blacks were affected drastically. Mm-hmm. You don't need a man.
Right, 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 right.
You don't need a man. See, they want to create victims.
Mm-hmm.
So they told a lot of women of childbearing age, you don't need a man, et cetera, et cetera. So now what do we have?
Right, right.
We have 70 to 72% of black children born without the benefit of a structured family.
Absolutely.
Mothers who are in what is it, public housing,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
receiving welfare,
mm-hmm.
and in these public housing units, there's a high crime rate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Gangs are blossoming.
Exactly.
And blooming and thriving,
mm-hmm.
because we have a fatherless generation of children.
Exactly.
And these are some of the repercussions from liberal ideology.
Another repercussion of liberal ideology is that they are putting illegal immigrants before they are putting
yes, they are.
Citizens of this country.
Absolutely.
You have the mayor of Oakland, California, openly defying ICE, the Immigration Enforcement yes. Agency, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions has had enough of that and is going after these sanctuary cities in California because they are not safe for American citizens. They're so busy defying law that they are not taking care of the people's business, and that's why
right.
there's a mass exodus out of the Golden State. I mean, California is known for its beauty, the Pacific Coast Highway,
Absolutely.
The vineyards in Northern California, of course, Hollywood, Beverly Hills. We can go on and on and
yes,
on.
Yes,
but
yes.
outside of those shining spots, you have
the
a lot of
beaches and all of that.
You have
yes.
a lot of people in trouble in California. A lot of people are leaving as a result. They're leaving California. They're so busy on frivolous stuff, worrying about gender identity. And this is why the Democrats lost the presidency in 2016. This identity politics, putting people into groups instead of talking to Americans and putting America first. They're so
right,
worried
right,
about
right.
these different groups and transgender and all that. And the average American is not focused on that. And
right.
this is one of the reasons why California, in my opinion, is the petri dish upon which we can view how liberalism fails, how it sinks.
Absolutely.
Really, any economy where you put in those liberal policies, how they fail. You have some liberals who still want to bring in socialism. They think capitalism is too harsh.
Like Bernie Sanders.
Right. But you see Venezuela. You see where capitalism is, it does not work. China could
socialism.
Thank you for correcting me.
Yes.
China had to change from being a strictly communist country because their economy was not thriving. Mm. So when liberals want to talk about socialism and communism is a harsher form of socialism.
That's right.
It does not work.
No.
I believe in capitalism with the safety nets that we have in place in the United States.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. That's why, you know, and it's not going to be taught in schools. We need to really focus on rebuilding our families. Because it's going to be the responsibility of the families to teach their children how horrible socialism is and how it leads. It's a form of communism. Right. You know, communism, of course, is more harsh. But I don't believe a lot of our young people know what socialism is about. Mm-hmm. I don't even believe some of the mature individuals realize how dangerous socialism is.
Right.
But Venezuela is a perfect example of socialism working perfectly.
Yeah.
And you see the people are going into the garbage cans trying to find something to eat.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with capitalism. If you have a product and your product is good and you can get it to the people, you can become a millionaire.
Exactly.
Or a millionaireess.
Right. Right.
Look at Madam C.J. Walker. Mm-hmm. She was a black woman who was in beauty products. And she was a she was a millionaireist. It's possible with capitalism, regardless of your color, regardless of who your parents may have been and may not have been.
Right. The beauty of capitalism is it's the competition. It's a marketplace, right?
That's it.
It's really whatever you bring to the marketplace through your ingenuity, hard work, and the people find a need for it, you can sell it.
That's correct.
There are no restrictions as long as it's not harmful. There are certain restrictions. You have to meet certain standards and you have to register your business. But other than that, if it's a creative idea, there's a market for it, you can sell it and you can make
money. You can
be
successful.
With socialism, the government will control certain industries.
Absolutely.
And you can have, let's take the United Kingdom, for example. You can have a set of 10 doctors, right, in their healthcare system, and they're all paid the same amount, basically. So you have one doctor who's putting in 50 to 60 hours a week.
Right.
Because he cares about the patients, even those who can't really pay. You have another doctor who does maybe 20 hours a week, and they get the same pay. That's socialism.
Right.
Socialism does not reward the hardest worker.
That's correct.
The government controls it. Instead of the government, there have to be some regulations. You don't want a free for all.
Right.
There have to be standards. But when the government doesn't incentivize its people,
saying,
even if you're working 60 hours a week, we're going to pay you the same rate as we're paying someone who works 10 hours a week. So there's no incentive to be greater, to push forward.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem with socialism. And when you have the government controlling key industries like in Venezuela, the imports, the people can suffer.
Absolutely.
Whereas with the United States, there are some controls in place. There has to be. You can't let just anything come into your ports. But with the free enterprise, free industry, you can have your own products shipped over from Venezuela, from Britain or wherever. And that's part of the beauty of the free market system.
Absolutely.
It's not controlled by the government. There are some governmental oversight, but you are a free marketeer, if you will. You're a capitalist, and you can bring items and products to the people, to the market.
And you know, look at the founding of this country. This country wasn't founded on socialism, communism, or a dictatorship.
Right.
This country was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
Absolutely.
And part of that is capitalism. If you have a product and it's good, you're going to be successful.
Right.
If you work hard.
Right.
The bottom line is working hard at whatever you're doing.
Exactly.
And you can be successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, look at the foundings of this country and how blessed we have been in this country. We don't have tribal warfare and things of that nature that's going on right now as we're sitting here in this studio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some place in the world, tribal warfare is going on right now. They're not sophisticated. Mm-hmm. Their culture is not sophisticated enough to go beyond what they've been doing for centuries, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, we have to fight. We have to fight hard. The patriotic people of America have to fight hard for what's right for America and what's right for Americans. Because if we let People like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Elizabeth Warren, Maxine Waters, etc. Liberals who are socialists, Bernie Sanders and all of them, have their way. They would wreck the American system. Mm-hmm. They would totally destroy it. Mm-hmm. And we cannot let that happen.
You know, what's interesting is that Bernie Sanders has been around enough, long enough. In fact, if I remember correctly from what I've heard, he and his wife honeymooned in Moscow.
Yes.
So he leans more toward the communist, socialist, communist bent. They have lived long enough to see the failures. They've lived long enough to see that communism in particular leads to totalitarianism under people like Stalin.
Yes, yes,
and other
yes,
systems
yes.
where the people suffer, they have no rights. So why in the world would you want to impose that system on the American people when we see that capitalism has worked? And if you listen to people like Dennis Prager, who's extremely intelligent,
very much
capitalism
so.
Has done more to lift average people out of poverty than any other system in the world. So why would we ditch capitalism in favor of socialism where it has not worked when it in the places it has been fully implemented? And Venezuela is exhibit A. From what I understand, Venezuela used to be a very thriving country.
Yes, yes.
Until Hugo Chavez turned it into a socialist country, and Chavez is now dead, and this has been continued under Maduro. So I'm just praying for the people of Venezuela who are suffering, who've been eating zoo animals, as you said earlier, also digging through garbage, just to survive. It's terrible.
Well, I hope that the people in America will wake up to people like Bernie Sanders and realize how dark that ideology is that he's following. And that's one thing I can say about liberals who are consumed by this dark ideology. I don't ever hear them saying, well, this didn't work. Let's try something else.
Right.
No, they'll stay on that path of darkness.
Right.
And whomever is destroyed, it doesn't matter, mm-hmm. because what's important to them is their ideology, not the human condition.
Well, that's a good point, and that goes, I think it was Stalin or Lenin who said, you know, the ends justify the means.
Absolutely.
So if your end is the installation
that's
of socialism,
right.
God forbid, the means, how you get there, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you run over people, destroy people,
that's correct.
Oppress people. It does not matter as long as you get, I should say, the end. But socialism and communism are dangerous, and they're the antipathy to what this country stands for. This country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and that's very, very important.
It is.
I know that we say it a lot, but it's very important, because in countries that are founded on other ideologies that leave out the God factor, that means man can determine your level of freedom. See, in the Constitution, if I'm not mistaken, our freedom was granted to us by our Creator.
By our Creator, not by the government.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So that means the government cannot take it away.
Absolutely. And you see people like Bernie Sanders, who has a little title by his name, Senator. He believes that if socialism is implemented, he'll be at the top of the chain.
Mm-hmm.
He won't be at the bottom of the chain. He will, you know what, they'll be reaping mm-hmm. the benefits of confiscating goods from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're all about.
Mm-hmm.
So my patriotic brothers and sisters out there, please, let's wake up. Let's fight back. Let's make sure we keep the thriving conditions of America that made this country, that city shining on that hill. Let's make sure that we stay in the battle and stay engaged in preserving our freedoms and our liberties and capitalism.
Absolutely. Capitalism is the engine that is basically running the world. This is why we have the top economy in the entire world.
Right.
This is why China has tried to just compete with us every step of the way. President Trump recognizes that. He has asked the Chinese to stop stealing our intellectual property. And as you and I were discussing earlier, we can take it to a very micro level. If you go to Staples and you buy the fluorescent post-it notes, or just post-it notes, you see the quality if it's made by a company in the United States. You go to the dollar store and you get the post-it notes, a knockoff,
right.
And the quality is just not there.
It's not there.
The stuff made in China is sub par.
They
steal our ideas and they make those products, but the quality is not there. Now, that's a very small, minor example, but it exemplifies a larger problem with China stealing our intellectual property and trying to replicate our products.
And you know what? We need to be focused on made in America.
Absolutely.
As many times as we can get products that are made in America, we need to support our men and women who are making the products, and we are also going to celebrate Made in America every day. We're going to take a break right now. Stay with us.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program, DDVRadio.com.
And here we are, our urban story. Before we start, I want to read something to you that they want us to announce. You can now listen to DDV Radio on your smartphone, tablet, or other mobile device. Download the free DDV Radio direct listening app from your device's app store. Visit your app store and search DDV Radio. Download the app and you are all set. The app is free and the fastest way to listen to your favorite show right here on DDVRadio.com. Thank you.
And another announcement, Barbara, any updates on your book?
Well, today is the day that we need to encourage everyone to please pre-order Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by Barbara from Harlem. You can go to Barnes & Noble's, Simon & Schuster, Walmart, Books a Million. What's another one?
Well, the key one is Amazon.com.
Amazon.com.
Go to Amazon.com.
Yes.
And the people under the sound of my voice, most of you have used Amazon.com. Now, the title's a little long. We admit that. So when you go to Amazon, just type in Barbara from Harlem, and the book will pop up.
Yes.
And it's very easy to pre-order on Amazon. There's no money involved at this point. You just simply pre-order the book.
Yes.
And we would love for you to do that, because we believe this book has the potential to be a blockbuster, a bestseller. So please, let's get the word out about Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by Barbara from Harlem. But again, just plug in Barbara from Harlem, even on Google, and you should get something about the book. So thank you in advance for your order.
And I know you won't be disappointed, because it's real, it's riveting, and it's revolutionary. And because it should open up the hearts and minds of some people that have been programmed by the media to vote one way, think one way, and forget about the richness of America. I love America, and I am an American, and I believe we need to stand up for what's right. This book was written with my God, my country, and my conscience as my guides. And I'm a black woman, raised, born in Harlem, New York, but I think outside of the box. Thank you so much for listening, and please don't forget to go to those sources, and Walmart also. I think maybe I said that already, mm-hmm. And pre-order Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by Barbara from Harlem.
Thank you, Barbara. There are two pieces of good news this week for Christians, actually three. I'm going to start with the University of Missouri. I'm taking this from the website LifeSiteNews.com, LifeSiteNews.com, Friday, March 9th, 2018, Columbia, Missouri. The University of Missouri removed a portrait of Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger, an avowed racist, from its library after pro-life students protested. Mizzou Students for Life formally requested Ellis Library to remove Sanger's portrait, which was next to civil rights champion Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King's portrait, because of her well-documented racism and desire to reduce the black population. In this letter, this Mizzou Students for Life said it was passing around a petition alerting the national media and contacting King's pro-life activist niece, Dr. Alveda King, and I will stop there. This is actually very important that Margaret Sanger's portrait has been removed, particularly since it was next to Dr. King's portrait, because she was a documented. This is not something, we've said this for several weeks,
I've been saying that for several years.
You've been covering this for quite a while.
Yes, I have.
Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was an avowed racist. She visited Hitler. She spoke before the Ku Klux Klan in New Jersey. And she called not only black people, but poor people weeds. A horrible woman, actually, quite horrible. And to think that the United States government until recently was just handing $500 million, basically, in grants to Planned Parenthood is astounding. Barbara.
Yes, to kill babies. And the thing about it, and I've said this, for years, Hillary Clinton admires said that she admired the tenacity of Margaret Sanger. And I've argued the point with people, how could Hillary Clinton not be a racist when she admires someone who is a documented racist? Someone who, like you said, Miss Diamond, who classified black people as weeds and wanted to, she believed in eugenics.
Yes, she did.
That's, you know, the destruction, the killing of black people because she said that they would pollute of society.
Absolutely. So congratulations to the Missouri
Absolutely.
Students for Life
Absolutely.
At the University of Missouri for pushing forward and convincing the Ellis Library there to remove Margaret Sanger's. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Absolutely.
She was actually an evil woman.
She was very evil. Yeah. Very evil. And that's also documented. But she did meet with Hitler. She met with the Ku Klux Klan. And Hillary Clinton has received, I think it's two awards. From Planned Parenthood.
Now, we can take this offline, but the thing with Planned Parenthood, as a Democrat, you are almost required to keep your credentials in the Democratic Party. You are almost required to admire Planned Parenthood.
Of course.
But we can have that conversation another time. I want to talk about the second piece of good news for Christians, in my view.
Yes.
Joy Behar, who recently went on television to mock
Vice President
yes. Michael Pence, because Michael Pence said Jesus speaks to him. And this all stemmed from this ungrateful Omarosa Manigault, who was fired from the White House, who mocked Pence's Christianity. So The View, this television program, The
picked
View,
that up. They
picked
that
it up. Joy mm-hmm. Behar, who's known for her anti-Christian remarks, picked it up, and Sunny Hostin, whatever her name, joined in bashing Mike Pence. But apparently, because over 30,000 calls,
thank God,
came in to ABC, she was forced, because I don't think she did it voluntarily. She had a phone call, from what I understand, with Vice President Pence and personally apologized. And so that is showing the power of the faithful.
We the people.
Yes. Just like we the people, a lot of evangelicals were responsible for the election of Donald Trump. Good news piece number three. The U.S. Embassy will be opening in Jerusalem in May.
Amen.
The expectation was it was going to take over a year.
Of a year, right,
and this
right.
And, that. And it may take for the full-fledged, beautiful embassy, to quote Donald Trump, that they want to build. It may take a year. In the meantime, they're going to use a building. It won't cost more than $250,000. Just a facility that they're going to use to open the U.S. Embassy in May to coincide with the 70th anniversary of the reformation of the State of Israel.
Thank
I
God.
Think that's wonderful. And we want to shout out to the country of Guatemala, who is following the United States and recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Now, to you and I, that seems just normal, that we'd all know that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Jerusalem is mentioned, I think one estimate, over 700 times in the Bible. Jerusalem is first mentioned, I believe, in either 1 or 2 Samuel, when King David, purchased Jerusalem from the Jebusites. Jerusalem is mentioned 1 or 2 Samuel, I could just double check me, all the way to the book of Revelation. It is not mentioned once in the Quran. But if you are an average Muslim, you don't know this.
And also, I just want to make one point, and you can go on. The Bible predates Islam, the Quran, period. The Bible predates all of that. That's all I wanted to say.
No, and that's, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Barbara, because you're absolutely mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. And By centuries.
You're
yes.
right.
Yes.
You're totally right. We know that Judaism predates Christianity. Christianity, obviously, is a branch of Judaism. But it's important for you to point out that it does predate Islam.
Absolutely.
And when you hear the media, when the Palestinian Arabs talk about Gaza, what struck me about Gaza, the Gaza Strip, Gaza is mentioned in the book of Genesis.
Yes, it is.
A lot of people don't,
yes,
they don't want you to know that.
When
of you course. Talk about the West Bank,
right.
that is Judea and Samaria.
Absolutely.
Which are mentioned in what we call the Old Testament, which is actually the Tanakh, at least right. the first five books
Absolutely.
Of the Bible.
Right.
So these are ancient cities that predate the founding of Islam.
Amen.
That predate the founding of Islam.
Which was about the 7th century.
Correct. After the establishment of Christianity.
That's correct.
So it's very important. When you throw around, banter around what the Palestinian Arabs want East Jerusalem to be their capital. Why? What is it based on? It's not based on the Quran, because the Quran doesn't mention Jerusalem. It's based on the fact that after 1948, the country of Jordan, which is right next to Israel. When we went to Israel, we could see the flag of Jordan. They had actually conquered all of Jerusalem. Jews, during that time frame, from 1949 until 1967, when Israel won back access to the Western Wall,
Jews
were forbidden to go to pray to Western Walls, and Christians were limited in Jerusalem as well. It's only after Israel won Jerusalem
back
in the 1967 war that Jerusalem became open to all three major faiths.
And you know, all of this, these Palestinians, they just made up this name.
Exactly.
They're just Arabs.
They're Arabs.
The Arabs, and there are 22 nations that they could be absorbed into. But they hate Israel so tremendously that they you know, tell these lies and keep this turmoil just going on and on. But they could be absorbed by those Arab countries that are there.
Well, yeah, the whole Palestinian thing is a recent construct.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
The Palestinian, that whole name, that area was called Palestine.
Yes.
And whether you were a Jew, Greek, or an Arab, you were called a Palestinian. It's like being from New York. It's not a distinct ethnic group. You're a New Yorker, whether you're Arab, Chinese, black, you're a New Yorker.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So the whole Palestinian is a recent construct. I'm talking about from the 1960s with Yasser Arafat, who created the Palestine Liberation Organization,
which PLO,
PLO, which was really a terrorist organization.
That's all it was.
Just Google it, look it up, Wikipedia will give you that information. These are Arabs, and Arabs go back to ancient times.
Of course.
They are mentioned in Psalms. In fact, if you read Psalm 83, you will see that the Arabs were mentioned as those who wanted to destroy the name of Israel. If you go to the book of Nehemiah, when Nehemiah trying to rebuild
the wall
in
Jerusalem, that's right.
Who harassed Nehemiah? One of his harassers was an Arab. So this war against the Jews has been going on for thousands of years.
Thousands.
And with the implementation or the founding of Islam, it got amplified because Muhammad was an Arab and the hatred of Jews goes back thousands of years. And so he built this religion and implanted in this religion and codified anti-Semitism, the hatred of Jews.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, the hatred of Americans, also America, because in their Quran it says no one has a right to worship anyone other than Allah.
Correct. Of course, you know, I understand you're making the connection between what the Quran says and the United States, because you're right. And the Quran, in many instances, is written in present tense form.
Yes, it is.
So if you're an Arab in the year 800, or if you're an Arab in 2018 and you read the Quran,
same thing.
It's the same thing.
That's correct.
And it talks about people of the book, meaning Christians Jews.
That's right.
And it speaks more harshly about Jews. It is codified in their so-called holy book. That is why Islam is so dangerous.
It is. It is.
It's very dangerous.
And thank God we do have a president in place that, you know, is trying to make sure that we're as safe as possible from those who just want to get here to destroy us.
And I want to talk about the North Korea thing, but very briefly, and this is something you and I have dealt with in the past, and people will challenge you, and they will say, well, the Old Testament is violent. And I come back and I say, the Old Testament tells you battles at a point in time.
Absolutely.
These are historical battles. Well, yes, God did tell Joshua.
It's not ongoing. It's not ongoing.
Right.
That's
the difference between the Old Testament and the battles that Joshua fought, one among many, is that in the Old Testament, it's past tense. In the Quran, if it says in Surah 49, smite the neck of the non-believer,
that's
written in present tense form.
Absolutely.
We don't know about the history. We know through
other
books.
And we see that they do it.
Exactly.
Even if we didn't know that it's in the book, you see them cutting people's heads off.
But it's codified
in
their holy Quran.
It is.
Which they consider perfect.
Absolutely.
So if you consider this book perfect and you're not open to changing or modifying it, you are setting up your whole system and society for failure. Yes, you have shining cities like Dubai. You have some countries that are doing well. But overall, the Arabic and Muslim people are not thriving like they are because they're tied to a book that they insist is perfect, and we know it's not perfect.
And unfortunately, they don't look like they're happy people. They don't, they're so limited. Don't have the freedoms and luxuries just to listen even to music.
Well, I'm glad you touched on that, because during the Obama administration, you had some Muslims who worked with Obama. I don't know why they were saying, they were saying things like America is Sharia compliant.
No.
Well, in order for us to be Sharia compliant, we wouldn't be listening to the thousands of, I think, Amazon and Google and Apple, millions of songs.
I know.
We have music up the wazoo. We have barbecue places in every town in America, and virtually all of them serve pork. So I don't know how America could be considered Sharia compliant. That's like pushing a lie, keep telling a lie to convince people that something is
absolutely
true.
Absolutely. I'm just so happy that we survived. I knew we would. We survived those 8 years. That second term, I couldn't even believe that it happened. But at any rate, we survived because he was more Muslim friendly than he was to Christianity or America, period.
Yeah.
And that was very obvious,
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we survived it.
Yeah.
Because we are a strong nation. We are a strong country. And I'm so thankful to God that we didn't have another person in that White House who was committed to carrying out the programs and ideology of Mr. Obama.
Mm.
Because now she said it herself.
She came close. She said it herself, though.
She said it herself. Her election would be another term for Obama.
Yeah. That, my dear, stuck.
It stuck with me.
It resonated.
She didn't repeat it again because I guess someone told her she shouldn't say that again because unemployment was sky high, food stamp recipients were sky high, businesses were closing, people were losing their homes, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, you're translating refugees from different countries that have not been vetted and putting them on our soil and giving them housing and food stamps, et cetera, which was so unfair to the American people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
I want to move on to the proposed meeting between North Korea President Kim Jong-un and President Trump. It may happen in May of this year, and that's not too far away. President Trump has rightfully said that there are certain conditions that have to be met before he meets with Kim Jong-un.
Absolutely.
But the fact that Kim Jong-un is willing to stop the nuclear testing in North Korea
is tremendous.
Is absolutely tremendous. The fact that he's willing to talk about denuclearizing, if that's a term I may use, North Korea is extremely important. And it only came about because he respects the strength of President Trump. Former President Obama had it wrong. People don't respect our weakness.
No.
They take our weakness because we are the most powerful country in the world, and they try to take advantage of it. And that's exactly what they did, whether it's militarily, through trade, and through other means, but particularly those two avenues. And I should also mention immigration through the military, through trade, and through immigration. They saw for 8 years the weakness of America, and we saw the decline of our industries, our military, and the overflooding of immigration into the United States.
We
have a strong president.
Yes, we do.
They know we have a new sheriff in town, and
that's
we better
correct.
Sit up and take and pay attention.
And people were criticizing him because he made remarks like, Kim Jong-un had said that he was an old man or whatever. And then he came back and said, I would never call you fat and short.
Mm-hmm.
And some people wanted to criticize him, but he knew just how to play the player.
Right.
He played him, and look mm-hmm. at the respect he's gained.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our previous president didn't know that because he was too busy bowing down to other foreign leaders and then talking about the American people, the very people who put him in office. Mm-hmm. And everyone who participated and put him in office should have recognized that and realized what a fool he made out of many Americans by pretending that he was in there on behalf of the American people. He was in there on behalf of himself and his wife. They came in very, they were not very rich people. I read that he gave maybe $22,000 to that church he belonged to, so-called church he belonged to, but now they're multimillionaires. And they have benefits for the rest of their lives, and a person that didn't like America.
Well, that's, Barbara, you know, that's very interesting you bring that up.
Okay.
It's because you have professors who are teaching the values and the wonders of socialism, and yet they're being paid by capitalist society.
Absolutely.
These same people who push for socialism, do you really ever see them moving to a socialist country? Why aren't they willing, like Barack Obama is Exhibit A?
Yes, he
is. If you believe so firmly in socialism... So socialism basically says we should be all equal, even though you may work harder than I do, Barbara, I should just get as much money as you. So if Barack Obama really believes in socialism, well, number one, why doesn't he move to a socialist country? Number two, why doesn't he donate some of his millions of dollars to help push the idea of socialism?
Can I just say this? You know, people who follow ideologies like that are major liars. Karl Marx, who is the father of all of this foolishness, he had a friend, and right now, please forgive me, I know his name, and it's just skipping my brain, and I don't have any notes in front of me. He had a friend whose parents owned a mill. That was capitalism.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Karl Marx was so broke that the friend... getting money from the profits from the mill that his parents own and he was part owner in, used to help take care of Karl Marx. So capitalism supported Karl Marx while he's promoting socialism. Those people who practice such ideologies are major liars, major hypocrites. Because they know it doesn't work. But it's just the idea that they want to go against what maybe God ordained.
Right.
And people believe in. So they want to do something different and rebel against it. Because, you know, also, Karl Marx did his best to dethrone God. He was a godless man. So, and they lie. Right. Because capitalism supported his family. And I'll look up that name of his friend. Who was his friend?
Engels is coming to mind.
I think that's what it was.
Engels.
Yes, yes.
But you're completely
right. But they're major liars, major liars. And they have no conscience. You know, and the Bible even tells you that the unjust, they don't have a conscience. Their consciences have been seared, and it doesn't bother them. You know, I used to wonder, how can people be so evil and sleep good at night? Or sleep well at night, I should say. And it's easy for them because when your conscience has been seared, you can do anything and it doesn't even bother you.
Well, if your conscience is seared against the true and living God,
it is
the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you can believe more in socialism and communism, which is really the confiscation of private property and control by the government.
And it's the dehumanizing of individuals.
Right.
Also.
The individual is absolutely
it is.
Lessened. Your freedoms are almost obliterated.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the reasons why so many Americans, I don't want to veer off topic, so many Americans feel so strongly about the Second Amendment, because one of the ways that a dictatorship can flourish is if
they disarm the people.
Citizen is disarmed.
Absolutely.
And so one of the things that our founding fathers learned during the Revolutionary War, and it impacted how they formed the Constitution, is that they needed guns in order to fight off the oppression of King Henry of Great Britain.
Of course.
That's one of the reasons why you have the Second Amendment in the United States Constitution to protect us from a dictatorship.
Amen. Okay, I think we're winding down now. We're getting close to the end. Was there anything else that we said that we were going to mention? You know, we this hour goes by so rapidly, and there's so many things going on.
Well, Sheriff Israel down in Broward County, they've been reluctant to release the video showing the police officer. They were law enforcement, the sheriff's department, Coral Springs police, so a mixture of law enforcement.
Right.
They're reluctant to show the police officers or law enforcement movements while the slaughter was taking place inside that high school in Parkland, Florida. And one of the reasons that Nicholas Cruz was not arrested, even though the police were called to his home multiple times, there were multiple signals showing he was problematic, is because the Broward County signed on to a program implemented by Obama's Justice Department not to arrest young people like that, even though they had all these red flags saying Nicholas Cruz and his family were in trouble.
And you see, I've said that on our program before, 2 weeks ago, that there might be some kind of liberal policy in place prevented them from doing their job.
Right, because it's too obvious. It's a small town.
Absolutely.
And this one Nicholas Cruz 30 times called
to
his home.
Yes,
Barbara,
yes.
Please close us out.
Yes, please. Don't forget to pre-order the book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by Barbara from Harlem. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. And tune in again to Our Urban Story.
Featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlow, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.